This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The pandemic has hit Native American communities disproportionately hard. It's also closed casinos, a major economic engine for tribes, which hurts funding for social services at a time of special need. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr reports.
The Northern Arapaho Tribe employs more than 1,000 people in Fremont County, Wyoming.
We're a very vital piece of this economy.
But tribal councilman Stephen Fasthorse says the pandemic forced the closure of its flagship casino. Then oil and gas revenues took a nosedive.
It's a double whammy for the tribes here in Wyoming because those two sectors are the brunt of what we rely on to run our tribal government.
And to run the tribal clinic, which has tested more than 3,000 people for COVID-19. But with revenue cut off, Chief Medical Officer Paul Ebert says the clinic could be in trouble.
We do not know how that's going to work out in terms of what our finances are. We hope that we're going to be okay, but we really don't know.
Joseph Kalt with Harvard's Project on American Indian Economic Development says tribes across the country are facing a budget crisis.
You shut the doors of that casino and you're basically cutting off all your tax revenue because that casino revenue is the substitute for tax revenue for tribes.
And it pays for a range of services that many tribal members rely on.
You're having to, in many cases, cut way back or shut down basic programs ranging from health clinics to housing support to education programs.
Plus, thousands of casino workers are out of a job. Kalt says casino closures could have a catastrophic impact on reservation life.
We run a risk, essentially, of reversing what's been about 30 years of slow but at least steady progress.
The federal government's COVID-19 relief package, known as the CARES Act, set aside $8 billion for tribes. But some of that aid has been held up by lawsuits over how it should be distributed. Tribal casinos were also ineligible for the first round of federal paycheck protection loans. Northern Arapaho Councilman Fasthorse says that put them at an early disadvantage.
And this is the trying part for tribes, is that we're always at the last of the line.
The guidelines have been amended to include tribes, but some tribal leaders are calling that too little, too late. In Lander, Wyoming, I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.